We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. Day one of the mini-camp today, the mandatory mini-camp. And joining us in studio, a young man who's been around here for the last, well, 5 or 6 weeks now, an undrafted rookie free agent from Howard University, linebacker Keith Pugh. Thanks very much for coming here, Keith.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and definitely a great opportunity to be on your show.
Yeah, we appreciate you having you. I bet it's kind of cool that you could probably use the same helmet you used at Howard University all those years, right?
Just yeah, add a stripe and lighten up the blue, you know, and it's the same helmet. Yes, sir.
Did you actually say once a bison, always a bison?
Yes, sir. Once a bison, always a bison. Yeah. And so we have a saying that at the school, says it's hard to be a bison. And all I got to do is say it's hard to be a Bill. same animal, just a different name.
That's right. And we do have the AAA Buffalo Bisons here, the baseball team.
Yeah, bison.
You got to get down there to a game sometime. Well, tell me about this first day of minicamp. How did it go for you, do you think, Keith?
Oh, it went well. You know, I'm starting to understand the defense and the scheme, and it allows me to play faster. I know my job. I know what's expected of me from my coach, from my position coach, as well as my defensive coordinator. So it allows me to play faster, play at the level I'm accustomed to playing. And that came along with me. When I first came in, everything was new to me, trying to learn the system. And Coach Pittman has a very funky defense. Like, it's very, very exotic. So trying to pick that up, coming from college with a very bland sort of defense, it was a little tough. But you know, if you want to make something happen, you'll make it happen. So I had to study every day, sometimes 2, 3, 4 hours a day, just to make sure I know what I'm doing and make sure when I get on the field, I'm playing at a level compatible and equal to my counterpart.
Are you still in that study mode? Like, when you leave here tonight, will you go home and
look? Oh yeah, the study never stops because I don't have it down fully yet. I probably never stopped studying. Even when I was in college, I knew the defense, but I always studied. And I guess the best way to know a defense is when you can teach it to somebody else and they can understand it in simplest form.
And you've been here with the rest of the rookies. You got here 5, 6 weeks ago.
Yes,
so it's almost like they threw you in the deep end of the pool right away.
Yes, sir.
Right?
They throw you in deep water and expect you to make it back to shore, you know, unscathed, unharmed. And I guess that's the nature of the beast.
Keith, why did you decide to sign with the Buffalo Bills? You could have gone a couple of other places, I assume.
I could have. Yes, sir. Had a great conversation with Coach O'Neill at the NFL Combine. And, it's, you know, when you meet someone, you get a good vibe, you get a good feeling from him, and just sitting down and talking to him about life and then going into the football aspect of it, had a great feel with him. And when he reached out to me during the draft, you know, he's like, I can't believe you haven't gone yet. If you're still here, I'm going to petition to get you up to Buffalo. And I jumped at it. It looked right. It looked good for me, a great fit for me, similar to the defense I played in college my freshman and sophomore year as a rush, edge rusher, edge blitzer, pass rusher. So I think the fit is going to be a great fit for me.
They signed you, I believe, the Saturday night at the end of the draft, right?
Yeah, right. Immediately after the draft. Well, we was on the phone probably late fifth round, early sixth round. That's when, you know, the usual text and call starts coming in. And I felt that peace, you know, going with Buffalo. So it's felt great.
Did you expect to be drafted? Were you disappointed that you were not?
I did. You know, every child, every kid expects to be drafted, expects to have their name called. But in the event that it doesn't, you know, free agency after the fourth round is probably a better option for you because you get to pick your own destiny and your own fate. So you can get decide where you want to go. And it's a numbers game. So if the numbers fit right for you from where you want to go, you have a better opportunity of ultimately making the team. And that's the ultimate goal, is to make the 53-man roster.
What do you think held you back? What kept you out of the draft?
Probably my 40 time.
Really?
I'm not even going to say probably. I'm pretty sure it is.
What'd you run, a 4.9?
4.9.
4.9.
Yeah, so it's I've never been a blazing fast guy, never been speedy, but where I excelled at was in the playbook and allowed me to think fast, therefore I could play fast. And I played faster than a lot of my competition, even though I played at a D1AA. My best games come against higher level competition as far as Rutgers, my freshman and senior year, and Eastern Michigan, my junior year. So just my knowledge of the game and being able to understand the defense, and then once learning the defense, I was able to study offense, offensive schemes, patterns, recognizing formations and tendencies, certain tendencies they like, whether they like to run a pass on first down, what tendencies they liked on third and short, third and long. And that molded me and made me into the player that I am today.
Do you think going to a Howard, going to a smaller school, held you back at all in the draft?
I can't really say. I chose to go to Howard. Coming out of high school, I didn't have a lot of offers. I had a preferred walk-on offer to go to LSU, a scholarship offer to go to Vanderbilt. So I could have easily chosen to attend LSU or Vanderbilt, you know. Not to speak negatively about their institution, because if we all know they're predominant and perennial powerhouses when it comes to football. Yeah. But I chose Howard because of how I was raised and how I was brought. I always wanted the HBCU experience. I always wanted, you know, I grew up in Orangeburg, South Carolina, where the prominent HBCU is South Carolina State.
And HBCU is historically Black
College University. Right. Yes, sir. So, I grew up in that experience, you know, always going to the rivalries, you know, the rich history that Howard has and all HBCUs have. And I could say that it held me back a little bit, but had I gone to a bigger school, I probably wouldn't be here today. I'd probably be a little fish in a big pond, and I probably got washed away in the raft.
Growing up in Orangeburg, South Carolina, yes, your dad was a coach, right?
Yes, sir.
Your coach?
Yes, sir.
Head coach of your teams? Or?
No, he was the defensive coach. Well, he was the head coach my freshman and sophomore year in high school, and the assistant head coach my junior and senior year. He's the one that introduced me to football. I was the ball boy for as long as I can remember. Back home is a school called HKT, Hunter Kennard Tyler. My father graduated and attended, and he coached there for a little while. He also coached at a school called North, and those are like Orchard Park and Erie. You know, mm-hmm. It's pretty much the same place.
Right.
So they're rivalries. And I was a ball boy one night. I was on the sideline. And, you know, I had my helmet and my pads, you know, because I'm a ball boy. I'm running on the field, you know, as if I'm dressed as a player. And they ran like a toss play or a screen play to the sideline. I'm not paying any attention. And I get ran over. So growing up, all my father's players still pick at me. I remember when you was knee high to a squirrel and you got ran over on the sideline. And, you know, it kind of stuck with me until I grew up. And it was like, well, I'm over that now. And they see me like, I can't believe you 6'2", 240. I can't believe, you know, you're playing college football. But it's been an amazing journey, and I still have more to write.
We're talking with Bills linebacker Keith Pugh, an undrafted rookie free agent from Howard University. You know, they always say if you're going to come out of a small school and get a draft or get a job in the NFL, you got to be very productive. And at Howard, man, 71 tackles for a loss, 28.5 tackles for a loss in your sophomore year.
That's
those
right.
are like mind-boggling numbers. What was going on back then? Were you just Lawrence Taylor running all over the field?
I would have to attribute it to the defense. The way and the technique I was playing, the scheme I was playing, it was beneficial. And of course, the hard work, it was beneficial to me making plays and me being a student of the game. You know, I could dissect the play within the first 10, 15 seconds of the play. And our coach always put us in great positions to make the play. Our technique told us how we need to play. And this was our assignment, you know, because if this happened, so you had to have great eyes and you had to be disciplined. So it was 85% the defense and 15% of me, you know, just making a tackle. And that just came, the 15% was just a lot of hard work, a lot of film study, you know, and a lot of practice.
I read where you were the first player from Howard University to play in the East-West Shrine Game,
yes,
right?
Sir.
That's critically important for a small school guy, isn't it, to get exposure against the big school guys. How did that week go for you?
It went well. I think I opened a lot of eyes, and I kind of leveled myself out on the playing field, you know, because day one, it was more so, okay, he's just a small school guy, he's just talking, you know, and then day two, lining up with guys from Michigan and Ohio State, and you playing just as fast, you know, you're making just as many plays as they are, it's no different. You know, and if you take the logos off the helmets, if you just switch the helmets, mm-hmm. it would be no difference
sure.
because I'm the same size, I'm moving just as fast. You know, I'm making the same plays. So it's really no different. You know, if you're dedicated and you love the game.
Keith, when they draw up the prototypical outside linebacker in the NFL, they draw somebody bigger than you.
Yes, sir.
And yet you're in a defense here that might put a premium on a guy your size.
Right.
Talk about that. How this defense fits what you might be able to do for the Buffalo Bills.
I mean, Coach Pittman has a great scheme.
You said it was funky.
It's real fun.
Like, in what way?
It's because it's so much you can do from an outside linebacker. You can go from an outside linebacker to an end, from dropping in coverage to rushing the passer in one play.
Yeah.
You know, just depending on what the offense gives you. And he's a mastermind when it comes to defense. If I had to put it in layman's terms for someone who doesn't really understand football, like it's really mind-boggling what you can do, you know, when you're dedicated to the game and you love the game so much that you think about it all day and you can put these plays together for this situation and put these plays so you're making the right call. You always have us in the right position to make a play and prosper as a defense. And for me, like you said, if you drop a prototypical outside linebacker, someone who was 6'4", maybe 250, 260, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, you can measure height, you can measure weight, but you can't measure heart, determination, and will. You can't measure my passion for the game. So anytime you put me on the field, it doesn't matter if the guy is 6'8 or 6'6 in front of me, 300, he could outweigh me by 50 or 60 pounds. If I'm determined enough and I have the will to get to the ball and the will to win, you know, I'm ultimately going to be him.
What do you need to do this week and then at the end of July to make this roster? What do you think you need to do?
Get better every day. Get better every day. It's just as simple as that. Whatever I need to do to get better, whether it's in my playbook, whether it's asking questions, not making the same mistake twice. And as a rookie, as an undrafted free agent, you don't have that luxury to make the same mistake twice. So I have to get better every day from the time I walked into the door until the time, you know, I make the 53-man roster.
We wish you well. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Keith Pugh, undrafted free agent, rookie linebacker from Howard University. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We're at One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.